It's summertime somewhere, and all I can keep thinking is how in the world did anyone ever live without air conditioning? Seriously. But as we all know, keeping our homes at a comfortable temperature can come with a hefty price tag, both financially and environmentally. But what if I told you that one company is working on a cooling system that could cool your entire house without producing any emissions and bring down your electric bills by 95%? Better yet, it does it by harnessing the coldness of space. Sound too good to be true? Well, with the company SkyCool and their passive radiative cooling systems, it just might be possible. Come, chill with us as we take a deeper dive here on Tuba DaVinci. Special thanks to Acorns for sponsoring this video. Automatically invest your money by rounding up purchases using Acorns. The world loves AC, and why not? Getting to set your home or office to the perfect temperature so you can live comfortably all the time? Who needs fresh air? But as demand increases, things might not be so cool after all. You know what is super cool though? Hitting that like button. Right now, about 15% of the planet has air conditioning. But as global temperatures increase and developing countries continue to, well, develop, demand for that sweet, sweet AC is only going to increase. In places like India and Brazil, purchases are increasing by over 15% annually. By 2050, the global population will own over 5.6 billion air conditioning and refrigerator units, adding about 10 new units every second for the next 30 years. This proliferation can be seen as a major win for public health. A 2015 heat wave in India killed over 2,500 people. More AC would definitely help people in such intense weather situations. But there are some major downsides with air conditioning systems contributing to the very problem they are designed to solve. Part of the problem is that the AC heat pump technology really hasn't been updated much since it debuted in the early 1900s. We've actually done a whole video on heat pumps that you should definitely check out, but we'll do a short breakdown here. Essentially, AC systems are heat pumps that pump a special chemical compound that has a convenient boiling point through a mechanical system that initiates different phase changes. The TLDR version is that as this coolant passes through an evaporator, it goes from liquid to gas, absorbing huge amounts of energy where you want cooling. Then as it condenses back into a liquid, it releases energy, usually in the outside split system where heat is discarded. Downside number one is that the process requires an incredible amount of energy, with a whole house AC system that can easily consume 3 to 5 kilowatts for large parts of the day. AC units alone account for about 1/5 of the energy used around the world, adding up to somewhere between 10 and 20% of global electricity consumption. And those numbers will only grow in the coming years. Then there's the issue of the chemical compounds that AC units are using as their working fluid, a common one being hydrofluorocarbons. According to a study from the Birmingham Energy Institute in the UK, these substances and the power the units consume accounted for at least 11% of global greenhouse gas emissions in 2018. Invariably, in any HVAC system, there will be some level of gas escape as these fluids are released, requiring systems to be topped off on some interval. The effect these compounds have on the atmosphere can be several thousand times more potent than carbon dioxide alone. In 2016, the DOE reported that AC units added close to 700 million metric tons of greenhouse gas emissions annually. So what do? Just turn off our ACs and sweat it out quietly? I mean, my mother assured me that that does build character. Well, thanks to some new innovative tech, we may have a way of staying cool without these downsides. Before we get back to the show, let me tell you about our sponsor, Acorns. My entire YouTube channel is about why the future is gonna be awesome. And if you want your future to be awesome, few things matter more than saving your money and investing it wisely. That's where our sponsor, Acorns, comes in. Acorns is a financial wellness app that rounds up your purchases and automatically invests it into one of several well-diversified ETFs, or exchange-traded funds. Get set up with Acorns in under 3 minutes and begin investing with as little as $5. Acorns also gives the option to take it a step further and get your personal checking, investment, and retirement accounts all within the app. Get all three and you can connect your goals in one place. I found that life has a way of getting in the way. There are always surprises and investing usually takes a back seat. But Starting to save and invest at a young age and having time on your side is exactly how you can build wealth. Download Acorns at acorns.com/tubadavinci and start investing with just your spare change. You can get a $10 bonus investment if you use my link and set up an account. Terms and conditions apply. A big thank you to Acorns and all of you for supporting the show. SkyCool and their co-founder Ashwath Raman might have stumbled upon a technology that could cool our buildings more efficiently while consuming virtually no electricity. And better yet, they actually utilize the cold of space. The way it works is truly brilliant. It's not a heat pump. In fact, when installed, they actually look like solar arrays, utilizing a natural phenomenon called radiative cooling. If you've ever gone out to your car on a brisk fall morning and seen a layer of frost on your windshield, yes, even here in San Diego, I've seen it a couple of times in the colder months, this is an example of radiative cooling. This is where the real fun begins, with a quick detour through the wonderful world of heat transfer, the study of how heat flows all around us. The three main forms of heat transfer are conduction, where heat is transferred between particles of matter in direct contact, convection, where heat is transferred from a surface to a liquid or gas that is in motion, and three, radiation, where heat is transferred through empty space. The effect at play with this technology is radiation. Infrared radiation can pass through dry, clear air in the wavelength between 8 and 3 micrometers. This range is best suited to cut through the water vapor and CO2 in our atmosphere and exit into space. Materials that can absorb energy and radiate it out at these wavelengths exhibit a strong cooling effect. Materials that can also reflect 95% or more of sunlight in the 200 nanometer to 2.5 micrometer range can exhibit cooling effects even in direct sunlight. The reason we don't typically notice this cooling effect during the day is, well, the sun. This is why it gets so much colder at night. But SkyCool's breakthrough technology has found a way to harness this natural process during the day. One thing that has helped SkyCool make their technology viable is the nanotechnology of their thin film panels. The substances that they use are particularly good at emitting infrared light, sending about 97% of the sun's beams back out into space, more bounce back than the sky itself. This reflective capacity allows the cooling effect to take place. The system's film consists of 7 microscopic layers of hafnium oxide, an inorganic compound that acts as an electric insulator, and silicon dioxide, or silica, a natural abundant material, all sitting on top of a thin layer of silver. Now, for this process to work, we need a few key things. First, we need a material that can reflect as much of the sun's incoming radiation as possible. Check. We need a material that radiates outward efficiently in the 8 to 3 micrometer wavelength. Check. And finally, we need this material to be good at absorbing heat. Check and check. SkyCool panels contain a working fluid, but instead of hydrofluorocarbons, they use a water glycol mixture, like radiator fluid in your car. The fluid circulates through the panels, absorbing heat from the buildings through radiators and convection, similar to a traditional heat pump. The infrared reflection cools the panels and the working fluid up to 15 degrees below the ambient air temperature. And the best part is, they can work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What's really fascinating about this technology is that it actually gets rid of heat, instead of just moving it around. Remember that a traditional AC is a heat pump, so that just moves heat from inside your house to outside. So yeah, if your solution to global warming was to just crank your AC with all your neighbors and open all your windows, that wouldn't really do the trick, because you're just moving heat from one place to another. But with these radiative panels, we actually take the heat energy and radiate it into space. And in the case of this technology, it doesn't have to be either or. Adding SkyCool panels to traditional AC units can improve energy efficiency by about 15 to 35%. Fully replacing a traditional system could generate between 80 and 90% energy reduction. On top of that, SkyCool's panels cool without evaporating water and only require electricity to run a small circulating pump. Since radiative cooling panels are similar to solar panels that create electricity, we'd have to decide how to line the roofs of tomorrow. So what should we choose? It turns out, based on the efficiency of solar panels, a solar array at the same location with the same area would nominally create about 14 megawatt hours per year, or about 2.5 times less energy than what you could save by using SkyCool's panels. That is remarkable. Of course, the best solution would probably be some combination of the two. Or maybe one day, our solar panels could double as both electricity generators and radiative coolers. That's the kind of thinking that got me into engineering in the first place. SkyCool's panels have already proven their worth. The company ran a long-term experiment at a grocery outlet store in Stockton, California, decking the store's roof out with 32 panels covering about 62 square meters. Prior to the experiment, the store was spending upwards of $40,000 a year just to run its refrigerator system. After the system was installed, the store saw a reduction of over 100 kilowatt hours per day, or $30,000 for the year. And the financial result? SkyCool panels brought the store nearly $6,000 in annual savings. But this technology, as with all inventions, it's not 100% foolproof. Things like cloud cover and high humidity can reduce the panel's efficiency, as water droplets can trap some of the infrared light. They do best in places with clear, sunny skies year-round, like California or Arizona. Still, one thing is clear, as the world warms up and it's warming up, our current options for AC aren't going to help. Having a clean, passive system that uses no harmful chemicals and consumes almost no electricity could be a major win. Right now, at the moment of writing this video, the US is experiencing yet another record-breaking summer heatwave. Places like Arizona, New Mexico, and especially Texas run the risk of overloading their grids during summer months just because of increased usage of air conditioning. Passive systems like SkyCool do a better job of cooling down buildings while also putting far less strain on the grid. And the result is more money in the customer's pocket. Sounds pretty chill to us. But let us know what you think. Would you install SkyCool panels on your roof? Do you know of any other air conditioning system solutions out there? Let us know in the comments below. So that is a look at the SkyCool radiative air conditioning replacement panel. Pretty amazing technology, and this is the sort of stuff that I just love hearing about. Sure, it's early, there's a long ways to go for the company, but this is some pretty promising tech, and the right applications, this could be pretty game-changing. So that pretty much does it for us. But before you leave, if you like this show and you want to support us and see more stuff like this, please join us as a 2Bit Tribe member. What that really means is join us as a patron on Patreon or a YouTube channel member. Then you'll have access to us, our Discord server. We can chat. You could help us write future scripts, come on trips with us to meet with cool new technology companies, and generally hang out and be a part of a really awesome community. So links will be in the description. We hope you'll consider joining. There's no harm. You can join or leave at any time. There's no commitment. And until next time, I'm Ricky with 2Bit DaVinci. And just remember, the future is going to be awesome.